Right, can you introduce yourself for me, please?
Fran Warden. I work with the Primary Care Trust in Herefordshire, but I'm currently seconded to Hereford and Worcester Fire and Rescue Service.
Which, of course, always raises laughter, doesn't it? So you...
Absolutely, yes. Titter, we'll come and visit you, don't you come and visit us.
Yeah. So why are you working with the fire service?
The fire service is seen as the type of service, probably the only one in the county, who can access vulnerable people's properties without the chances of them being turned away. They are seen as, especially by older people, as the cavalry. They're highly respected, and subsequently we can use them for people who, for example, don't like the idea of any interventions. They might not want a social worker involved, they might not want the police or pension service, but they're quite happy for a firefighter to come into the home, look at fire safety, and while the fire service are in there, they will look for other signs that could be signposted, maybe access to other services, and support people in trying to get those other services in. These are services that obviously would be out with their own remit.
So how long have you been doing this?
The scheme started in 2002. We started with four partners in Herefordshire. We're now up to 50 plus, and that's a mixture of statutory and third sector organisations.
So this group of 50 organisations, what sort of things do they... Once the firemen have effectively established a rapport or relationship, what happens next?
Right. The fire service go out, for example, they will do what they call a home fire safety check. It's a free charge service going from room to room, advising people on fire safety. There's no enforcement, it's just goodwill advice. In addition to that, if, for example, they go into someone's property and there's damp on the living room wall, or it's obvious that there's broken glass in the front door, these are areas that would cause concern with the service user they've gone to visit. And they are in a position to, A, deliver their own core service, but B, in addition to that, get services in to address these concerns. They simply explain to the people that although it's not them that provide the service, they will be put in touch with the appropriate service provider, and they'll come out and help them resolve these issues.
Now, I can see that you're an entirely sane woman. This is not busybodying, is it? Some people might think it's busybodying and nannying, but you think it's something else.
It is. It's enabling, especially vulnerable people, to access services that they may have no idea actually exist in the county. If they did, they'd be confused as to how to access them. And this is really, it's providing added value to the fire service or any one of the other 50-odd partners. They're not only delivering their own core service, they're actually identifying issues that nobody has actually identified previously and supporting them to achieve those outcomes.
Is it creating demand or saving money?
Saving money. What it does is, if we can get services into vulnerable people now, that then usually saves on more costly interventions at a later stage. So it's about maintaining people's independence, allowing them to decide in consultation with the partners have gone in, which services are appropriate for them, consent to it, and then we get the referrals into us. And we make the necessary onward referrals then.
And how do you think this fits to big society?
I think we've been doing it for some time. I think it is big society. We've been doing it in another way, calling it something else for a long time. We have, working with the fire service, the local policing teams, these are usually people who live in these areas and can identify vulnerable people to us anyway. So it might be that they've been working, they're living in their own areas, identified vulnerable older people, and they are signposting with the consent, engaging in conversation. So it's like a good neighbourly thing they're doing, but in a more formal way.
Well, good luck with it.
Thank you. Sort.